Thank you, Hans. It's great to be back here
tak,
with
Hans.
You all.
Det er rigtig dejligt at være sammen med jer alle sammen igen.
How many of you were here last year when I was here?
Hvor mange af jer var her sidste år?
Oh, good. So some of you are new.
Så der er faktisk mange nye også. Rigtig godt.
That's great.
Det er dejligt.
This is the book, Open My Eyes, Lord.
Det her er bogen, Åbn mine øjne,
Herre. It's been published in a lot of different languages around the world.
Den er blevet udgivet på mange forskellige sprog rundt omkring i verden.
And we get reports all the time of people who have had their eyes open to see in the spirit. They've had heavenly encounters.
Og hele tiden får vi rapporter af folk, som har fået åbnet deres åndelige øjne og set ind i himlen.
Because in the book we have a section for impartation.
Fordi bogen er der også en afdeling omkring hvordan man tager imod den her gave.
And so this week only there's this really special deal.
Så det er jo en rigtig god deal den her den her uge.
You can get one for 100.
Du kan få en bog for 100 kroner.
Or you can get two for 200.
Du kan faktisk få to for 200.
Okay.
Det er bedre.
But you know, only tonight.
Men kun i aften.
They can get three for 300.
Kan de få tre for 300?
Okay. Hey, I want to talk to you about something that's very special in my heart.
Jeg vil gerne fortælle jer om noget, som betyder rigtig meget for mig.
It's something that God has. Excuse me. I'm just getting over a cold.
Jeg er lige ved at slippe en forkølelse.
It's something that God placed on my heart a long time ago.
Det vil dele med i aften er noget, som Gud virkelig har lagt på mit hjerte for
lang tid
siden. What
I want to talk to you about is more important than signs and wonders and miracles.
Det jeg gerne vil fortælle jer om, det er vigtigere end tegn og mirakler under.
It's more important than the supernatural realm of the spirit.
Det er meget mere vigtigt end den overnaturlige dimension med Helligånden.
I want to talk to you about the key to success in life.
Jeg vil fortælle jer om nøglen til succes i livet.
Not a key.
Ikke en nøgle.
The key.
Nøglen.
Excuse me. I'll get warmed up here in a minute.
Jeg skal lige varme stemmen op.
I want to talk to you tonight about your personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Jeg vil nemlig gerne fortælle om i aften tale om dit personlige forhold, din personlige relation til Jesus.
How well do you really know him?
Hvor godt kender du egentlig Jesus?
How well do you really connect with him?
Hvor godt kommer du egentlig i kontakt med Jesus?
Back in the 1940s and 50s in the United States.
Tilbage i 40'erne og 50'erne i USA.
The great healing evangelist ministries were birthed.
Blev den store helbredelsesevangelisttjeneste startet.
And they started through prayer and fasting and seeking the face of God.
Og mange af de her evangelister startede gennem bøn og faste og søgte tæt på Gud, søgte hans ansigt.
And they would go into a meeting and there would be great miracles and lots of salvations.
Og så ville de gå til møder og så ville der være masser af mirakler og masser af folk der kom til tro.
And afterward the people would rush up to him and they'd say, "Wow, that was great."
Og bagefter så ville folk løbe op til ham og sige, "Ej, det var fantastisk."
Let's celebrate. Let's go get something to eat.
Lad os fejre, lad os gå ud og få noget at spise.
And they would say no.
Og de evangelisten ville sige
nej. They would go back to the place where they were staying.
Og ville gå tilbage til det sted hvor de opholdt sig.
And they would get on their face before God crying out for the next night.
Og ville lægge sig på knæ foran Herren og råbe til ham omkring helbredelse og mirakler den næste aften.
The next night there would even be greater miracles.
Den næste aften ville der være endnu større mirakler.
There'd be piles of wheelchairs and canes.
Der ville være stakke af stokke og
glasses and
rullestole og briller og høreapparater.
Even more salvations.
Og flere der kom til tro.
God was pouring out his spirit in amazing ways.
Han udøste sin ånd på fantastiske måder.
But slowly the focus began to shift from seeking the face of God.
Men ganske langsomt begyndte fokus at skifte fra at søge Guds nærvær
to building their own ministry.
Til at bygge deres egen tjeneste op.
They became very competitive.
De begyndte at konkurrere med hinanden indbyrdes.
One advertised, "I have the biggest tent in the world."
En reklamerede, "Jeg har verdens største telt."
So the next guy would have one built 5 centimeters longer.
Så ville den næste evangelist få bygget en der var 5 centimeter større.
I've got the biggest tent in the world.
Så han kunne sige, jeg har verdens største.
Well, I'm on more radio stations than anybody.
Og den tredje ville sige, ja, men jeg bliver broadcastet på flere radiostationer end alle andre.
It's actually reported that two of the healing evangelists got into a fist fight before one of the meetings.
Faktisk så er der en historie om at to af de her helbredelsesevangelister kom i nævekamp, altså konkurrerlig slagsmål før et møde.
Now they were able to continue on with the momentum from the early days for a season.
Det lykkedes dem i en periode at fortsætte med de her helbredelser, som de havde fra tidligere.
But slowly the anointing began to lift off of their lives and off their ministry.
Men gradvist så forsvandt Guds salvelse fra deres liv og fra deres tjeneste.
And as you probably know, most of them did not end well.
Og som du sikkert kan regne ud, så var det de færreste af dem, som endte deres liv godt.
It's not how you start that counts, it's how you finish.
Det er ikke hvordan du starter, der tæller, det er hvordan du fuldender.
If you have your Bible, turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 26.
Hvis du har din bibel, så slå op i 2. Krønikebog kapitel 26.
In chapter 26 verse 3.
Kapitel 26 vers 3.
Well, I think it's maybe a different verse in yours, but
his mother's name was Jacobia and was from Jerusalem.
Uzziah, my verse 3 is Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem.
Oh, that's verse 1.
Okay.
I'll read that.
Yeah, tell them verse 1. Yeah.
I mellemtiden havde Judas befolkning udjævnt Amatsias 16-årige søn Josia til konge. Det var Josia, der erobrede og lagde tilbage og befæstede byen noget tid efter sin fars død.
Now, if I became king when I was 16 years old, I think I'd need some divine help.
Han var 16 år gammel, da han blev konge, og hvis jeg var blevet konge som 16-årig, så tror jeg ville have brug for noget guddommelig hjælp.
Well, that's the way Josia felt.
Og sådan følte Josia også.
In verse 5, I don't know what it would be.
I vers 5,
he continued to seek God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding through the vision of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God prospered him.
Han gjorde, hvad der var ret i Herrens øjne, i samme udstrækning som sin far Amatsia. Så længe præsten Zechariah levede og underviste ham i Guds frygt, søgte han at gøre Herrens vilje, og Herren velsignede ham for det.
Uzziah became a great king.
Uzziah blev en god king.
He was well known all over.
Han var velkendt overalt.
He built big cities and fortified walls.
Han byggede store byer og forstærkede murene.
He had lots of possessions. He owned land and animals.
Han havde masser af ejendom. Han ejede land og dyr.
He became mighty in war.
Han blev mægtig i krig.
And then in verse 15.
Så videre i vers 15.
We'll see if it's the same. Okay, in Jerusalem he made engines of war invented by skillful men to be on the towers and on the corners for the purpose of shooting arrows and great stones. Hence his fame spread afar, for he was marvelously helped until he was strong.
I Jerusalem lavede han opfindere forskellige maskiner, som kunne skyde spyd af sted og affyre store sten fra bymurens hjørner og tårne. Kong Uzziah blev berømt for sin store magt, for Herren var med ham og hjalp ham, men sammen med magten voksede hovmodet, og det blev hans ulykke.
As long as he sought the Lord, God prospered him.
Så længe han søgte Herren, oplevede han fremgang fra Gud.
God's blessings was upon him until he became strong.
Guds velsignelse var over ham, indtil han begyndte at blive stolt.
And then everything changed.
Så forandrede alting sig.
The next verse.
Næste vers.
But when he became strong, his heart was so proud that he acted corruptly, and he was unfaithful to the Lord his God. For he entered the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense.
Han syndede imod Herren sin Gud ved at gå ind i helligdommen for selv at brænde røgelse på alteret.
You see, pride entered into his heart.
Der kom stoltheden i hans hjerte.
He began to take glory upon himself.
Han begyndte at tage æren til sig selv.
You see, the focus shifted from seeking the face of God.
Fokus skiftede fra at søge Guds ansigt
to building his own kingdom.
Til at bygge hans eget kongerige.
Pride entered his heart.
Stolthed kom ind i hans hjerte.
He became unfaithful to God.
Og han blev utro mod Gud.
And so he went into the temple to burn incense on the altar of incense.
Så han gik ind i templet for at brænde røgelsesoffer på alteret.
And the priests caught him in there and they said, "You can't do that."
Og præsten så ham derinde og sagde, "Hey, det kan du ikke gøre."
Yes, I can. I'm king. I can do anything I want to do.
Han svarede, jo, det kan jeg. Jeg er konge. Jeg kan gøre alt, hvad jeg har lyst til.
Well, they got into a big argument.
Og de begyndte at diskutere.
Leprosy broke out on his forehead.
I det øjeblik så brød spedalskhed ud på kongens pande.
In verse 21.
I vers 21.
King Uzziah was a leper to the day of his death, and he lived in a separate house being a leper, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord.
Resten af sine dage levede kongen i et hus for sig selv med sin spedalskhed, frataget sine pligter og afskåret fra at gå ind på templets område.
As long as he sought the Lord, God prospered him.
Så længe han søgte Gud, så gav Gud ham fremgang.
When he became prosperous, he turned his back on the Lord and took glory on himself.
Men jo mere fremgang han fik, desto mere vendte han sig fra Gud og tog æren til sig selv.
And he ended up losing it all.
Og til sidst mistede han det hele.
It's not how you start that counts, it's how you finish.
Det er ikke hvordan du begynder, der tæller, men det er hvordan du fuldfører.
And my prayer is that every person in this room will finish your life at the highest level of spiritual growth and maturity possible for you.
Og min bøn for hver eneste person her i det her rum er, at I må fuldføre jeres liv på det højst mulige niveau af åndelig modenhed.
Why do you think God created you in his likeness and in his image?
Hvorfor tror du at Gud skabte dig i sit billede?
He didn't create you as a tree or a plant or an animal or a bird or a fish.
Han skabte dig ikke som en træ eller en blomst eller en fugl eller en fisk.
No, he created you in his likeness and in his image for the purpose of relationship, of fellowship and of intimacy with him.
Men han skabte dig i sit billede med det formål at kunne relatere intimt til dig.
God placed in your DNA a desire to seek his face.
Gud placerede i dit DNA en længsel efter at søge ind i hans nærvær.
And if you don't have a burning passion for more of the presence of God in your life.
Og hvis du ikke har en brændende længsel efter mere af Guds nærvær i dit liv.
It's because you've allowed too many other things to get in the way.
Er fordi du har tilladt for mange andre ting at komme i vejen.
It's all about the presence of God.
Det handler kun om Guds nærvær.
The presence of God in your life.
Guds nærvær i dit liv.
One time we were singing a song and the words were, I love your presence.
Vi synger nogle gange en sang, hvor ordene er, jeg elsker dit nærvær.
There was a lady in the back waving a flag and she was singing, I love your presence.
Der var en dame, der stod nede bagved og viftede med et flag og sang, jeg elsker dit nærvær.
And I saw her as she dropped the flag and she fell to the floor weeping.
Og jeg så, at hun tabte flaget, og hun faldt ligesom ned på jorden og græd.
A little while later she came up and she testified before the church.
Lidt senere så kom hun op foran og fortalte noget til kirken.
She said, while I was singing, I love your presence, she said, God spoke to me.
Hun sagde, mens jeg stod der og sang, jeg elsker dit nærvær, så talte Gud til mig.
God said, I love your presence.
Og Gud sagde, jeg elsker dit nærvær.
You see, God loves to spend time alone with his children.
Gud han elsker at tilbringe tid sammen med sine børn.
He loves to spend time alone with you.
Han elsker at tilbringe tid alene sammen med dig.
We were ministering in Brazil and one of the men that went with us had an encounter with the Lord.
Vi gjorde tjeneste i Brasilien og en af de mænd der fulgte med os havde en oplevelse med Gud.
In fact, he was on the floor the whole evening.
Faktisk så lå han på gulvet hele aften.
And when it was time to go, we had to pick him up and carry him out to the bus.
Og da vi skulle afsted, var vi nødt til at bære ham ud til bussen.
We asked him, what happened to you?
Vi spurgte, hvad skete der med dig?
Well, we had a voice recorder and we recorded everything that he said.
Og vi havde sådan en lille båndoptager, så vi optog alt, hvad han sagde.
And he said, God took me up into his presence.
Og han sagde, Gud løftede mig ind i hans nærvær.
He said there was a box that was chained to my back and the box was full of sin.
Yes, han sagde jeg havde en oplevelse at der var en kasse som var bundet til min ryg og kassen var fyldt med synd.
And an angel came and cut the chain and the box fell off my back.
Og en engel kom og skar kæden over der bandt kassen til min ryg og den faldt af.
And the angel took me under a waterfall and washed me.
Og englen tog mig ind under et vandfald og skyllede mig.
And then he took me into the presence of God and God spoke to me.
Og så tog han mig ind i Guds nærvær og Gud talte til mig.
And he gave me a message to come back and tell everybody.
Og han gav mig et budskab som jeg skulle komme tilbage og fortælle til alle.
And this is the message.
Og det her er budskabet.
This is word for word what he said.
Det her det er ord for ord hvad han sagde.
Tell my people to wake up.
Fortæl mit folk at de skal vågne op.
To wake up because many are sleeping.
At vågne op fordi der er mange der sover.
There are many who go through the motions.
Der er mange som går som har alle de rigtige bevægelser.
But few who have entered into intimacy and relationship with me.
Men få som virkelig har bevæget sig ind i en intim relation med mig.
What God desires above all things.
Det som Gud længes efter over alt andet.
In other words, this is God's highest priority. It's what he wants above everything else.
Med andre ord, det her det er Guds højeste prioritet. Det er det han ønsker mere end noget andet.
Is to have an intimate relationship with each one of us.
At have en intim relation med hver eneste af os.
And out of that intimacy, he will empower us.
Og ud fra den intimitet, ud fra det nærvær, vil han fylde os med kraft.
And send us out to reach those who need Jesus Christ.
Og sende os ud til at række ud til de som har behov for Jesus.
Notice the empowerment is a byproduct of an intimate relationship with the Father.
Læg mærke til at det at blive fyldt med kraft, det er kun et biprodukt. At bruge tid sammen med Jesus.
For years I was praying, God, give me more power. God, give me more power. More power. I want more power, God. More power. Give me more power.
I mange år bad jeg, Gud, giv mig mere kraft, mere kraft. Jeg vil have mere kraft, Gud.
I didn't realize that the power is a byproduct of an intimate relationship with him.
Jeg var ikke klar over at kraften er et biprodukt af den intime relation.
Because the closer I get to him, the more he can trust me with his power.
For jo tættere jeg kommer på ham, desto mere kan han betro mig sin kraft.
Okay, the quicker that we enter into this relationship,
jo hurtigere vi bevæger os ind i den her relation,
the quicker we'll be empowered and sent forth.
Desto hurtigere vil vi blive fyldt med hans kraft og sendt ud.
And the quicker the world will be won.
Og desto hurtigere vil verden blive forvandlet.
And then he will come and take us home.
Og så vil han komme tilbage og tage os hjem.
Those who choose to enter into that intimacy now.
De som vælger at bevæge sig ind i den intimitet nu.
Notice it's a choice.
Læg mærke til at det er et valg.
It's a choice that we make to enter into an intimate relationship with him.
Det er et valg vi foretager at bevæge os ind i en intim relation med ham.
Those who choose to enter into that intimacy now. He would come and fellowship with them and be intimate with them even now.
De som vælger at bevæge sig ind i den her intime relation med ham, dem vil han møde, have fællesskab med og være intim med også nu.
This is the message that I have for my people.
Det er det budskab jeg har til mit folk.
To enter into intimacy through relationship.
At bevæge sig ind i en intim relation.
You see, that's what God wants. That's
det er det,
the desire of his heart.
Det er hans hjertes længsel.
This is straight from the lips of God.
Det her, det er faktisk direkte fra Guds mund selv.
Turn over to Psalm 27.
Prøv lige at kigge på Salme 27.
And we want to begin reading in verse 4.
Og vi læser fra vers 4.
This is a psalm of David.
Det er en af Davids salmer.
In verse 4, David said, "One thing I have asked from the Lord that I shall seek."
Jeg har bedt Herren om én ting, og det er mit højeste ønske.
In other words, this is David's highest priority.
Med andre ord, det her er Davids højeste priority.
He said, "There's one thing I'm going after."
Der er én ting jeg går efter.
One thing that I've asked from the Lord that I'm going to seek after with my whole heart.
Én ting som jeg ønsker at gå efter med hele mit hjerte.
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
At jeg får lov at leve i hans nærhed livet igennem.
David is saying, I want to be in the presence of God.
David siger, jeg vil være i Guds nærvær hver eneste dag i mit liv.
To behold the beauty of the Lord.
Så jeg kan se Guds skønhed.
In other words, to see him as he really is.
At jeg kan få lov at se hans herlighed sådan som han virkelig er.
And to meditate in his temple.
Og meditere i hans helligdom.
Now, God answered the cry of David's heart.
Gud svarede Davids hjertesbøn.
In Acts chapter 2 verse 25.
I Apostlenes Gerninger 2:25.
When Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost.
Da Peter han stod op på pinsedag.
And he was preaching.
Og prædikede.
And he quoted David.
Og han citerede David.
Where David said.
Og David sagde.
I saw the Lord always in my presence.
Og David sagde, jeg så Herren altid i mit nærvær.
For he is at my right hand that I not be shaken.
For han er på min højre side, at jeg ikke skal rystes.
Now, David saw the Lord always in his presence.
David var hele tiden klar over Guds nærvær.
I get excited about that.
Og det bliver jeg begejstret over.
That's what I want to see.
Det er det jeg vil.
I want to come to that level where I can see the Lord always right there with me.
Jeg vil gerne nå det niveau af bevidsthed hvor jeg kan se og opleve Guds nærvær hos mig hele tiden.
Back in Psalm 27.
Tilbage i Salme 27.
God spoke to David.
talte Gud til David.
And he said, David, I want you to seek my face.
Og han sagde, David, jeg vil at du skal søge mit ansigt.
And in verse 8.
I vers 8.
David said, God, when you said seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, O Lord, I shall seek.
Mit hjerte byder mig at søge dig, og derfor kommer jeg til dig.
God is saying the same thing to every one of us today.
Gud siger det samme til hver eneste af os i dag.
He's saying, seek my face.
Han siger, søg mit ansigt.
Seek my face.
Søg mit ansigt.
Seek my face.
Søg mit ansigt.
My whole life was spent in seeking the hand of God.
Jeg har brugt meget af mit liv på at søge Guds hænder.
God, give me this. God, give me that. God, do this. God, do that.
Gud, giv mig det her. Giv mig det her. Gør det her for mig.
And I didn't know what it was to just seek his face.
Men jeg vidste ikke, hvad det betød, bare at søge hans nærvær.
Not for what he can do.
For den han er, ikke for det han vil gøre.
But for who he is.
Men på grund af den han er.
God is saying to all of us, seek my face.
Gud siger til hver eneste af os, søg mit ansigt.
And just like David, every one of us in this room, our heart is crying out, yes, oh God, I want to seek your face. Yes, oh God, I want to seek your face.
Og fuldstændig ligesom David, så hver eneste af os her i aften, vi har et hjerte, der skulle råbe ud, ja Gud, jeg vil søge dit ansigt, jeg vil søge
dit
ansigt.
But we have a problem.
Men vi har et problem.
Because our flesh is saying, no, 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 I don't have time. I have to be here, I have to do this, I have to take care of that. I have this responsibility.
Vores fysiske krop og vores logiske sans siger, nej, 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 jeg har ikke tid til det. Jeg skal gøre alle de her ting. Jeg har alle de her pligter.
Now, the sad part is, which usually wins, our heart or our flesh?
Og det triste er jo, hvad er det, der ofte vinder? Er det vores hjerte, eller er det vores kød?
Our flesh.
Det er vores kød.
Right?
Ikke?
Psalm 86:11.
Salme 86, vers 11.
David said, God, I want an undivided heart that I might fear your name.
Gud, jeg vil have et udelt hjerte, så jeg kan frygte dit navn.
What is an undivided heart?
Hvad er et udelt hjerte?
Well, it's a heart that's not divided.
Det er jo et hjerte, der ikke er delt.
It's a whole heart.
Det er et helt hjerte.
It's all put together, wholly given over to him.
Det er fuldstændig helt overgivet til ham.
But the problem is, most of us have a divided heart.
Problemet er, at de fleste af os har et delt hjerte.
We have one foot in the church and one foot in the world.
Vi har en fod i kirkens fællesskab og en i alt muligt andet.
And we like it that way.
Og det kan vi godt lide.
Because we have the best of both worlds.
Fordi så mener vi får det bedste af begge verdener.
We can do the church thing.
Vi kan lave den her kirketing.
We can put on a smiley face like everything is just wonderful. Isn't God wonderful?
Put det glade ansigt på.
And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday we act like a different person.
Så mandag til lørdag der opfører vi os anderledes.
You see, we have a tendency to compartmentalize our lives.
Vi har en tendens til at dele vores liv op i kasser.
So on Sunday we act very spiritual.
Så om søndagen er vi meget åndelige.
And then the rest of the week we compromise our convictions.
Og så resten af ugen der kompromitterer vi vores overbevisning.
And we become like whoever we're with.
Og vi bliver lidt ligesom dem vi er sammen med.
And instead of us raising them up, we lower our standards to be accepted by them.
Så i stedet for at vi påvirker mennesker omkring os positivt, så lader vi mennesker omkring os påvirke os negativt.
So that's what it means to compartmentalize our lives.
Og det er det betyder at man deler livet ind i kasser.
God, I want a whole heart.
Men vi skal bede Gud, jeg vil have et helt hjerte.
I want to be the same Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday.
Jeg vil være den samme person alle ugens 7 dage.
And when I'm around other people, I want to raise them up.
Og når jeg er sammen med andre, så vil jeg påvirke dem positivt.
I'm going to be salt and light to the world.
Jeg vil være lys og salt i verden.
I'm going to demonstrate the reality of Jesus Christ in the earth today.
Jeg vil demonstrere Jesu realitet her på jorden i dag.
Because my lifestyle is going to glorify God.
Fordi den måde jeg lever mit liv på vil ophøje og ære Gud.
So I'm not going to yield to the peer pressure that is going to cause me to compromise my beliefs.
Så jeg nægter at give efter for gruppepresset som får mig til at gå på kompromis med min overbevisning.
In Psalm 46:10.
I Salme 46:10.
God said, "Be still."
Siger Gud, vær stille.
And know that I'm God.
Og kend, jeg er Gud.
Now, those words, be still.
de her ord vær stille.
Literally mean to cease striving.
Betyder bogstaveligt at holde op med at kæmpe.
It means to let go, to relax.
Det betyder at give slip, at slappe af.
To turn the volume of the world down.
At skrue ned for verdens støj.
And soak in the manifest presence of God.
Og opsuge Guds nærvær.
Now that's the condition.
Det er tilstanden.
Be still.
Det er kravet. Vær stille.
And then there's a promise when we do the being still, then we have a promise.
Og når vi er stille, så er der et løfte knyttet til det.
God said you will know that I'm God.
Gud siger, så vil du kende, at jeg er Gud.
That word know is not an intellectual knowledge about God.
Og det ord at kende er ikke sådan en intellektuel viden om Gud.
He's not saying be still and you'll know more facts about me.
Han siger ikke vær stille, så vil du finde flere fakta om mig.
He didn't say be still and you'll have a greater theological understanding of the things of God.
Han sagde ikke vær stille, så skal du få et større teologisk dybde i dit gudsforhold.
No. The word know literally means an experiential knowledge of God.
Men det betyder det at kende er en erfaringsmæssig.
God is saying if you get still and quiet before me.
Gud siger hvis du bliver stille ind for mig.
You get away from all the noise of the world.
Skruer ned for verdens støj.
And you get on your face and you begin to seek me.
Og lægger dig på dit ansigt og du begynder at søge mig.
He said the promise is that you will experience him.
Så lover jeg dig at du vil opleve ham.
So no longer is God a theory.
Så Gud går fra at være en teori.
Or somebody that you know a lot of facts about.
Eller en som du kender en masse fakta om.
Or maybe even somebody that's like a million miles away.
Måske en du føler er en million kilometer væk.
But you know the reality of him experientially in your life.
Men du oplever ham erfaringsmæssigt i dit liv.
And listen, I want to tell you something.
Så vil jeg fortælle dig noget.
When you have an experiential knowledge of God,
når du har en erfaringsmæssig erkendelse af Gud,
that will win over an intellectual argument about God any day.
Det vil til hver en tid vinde over den intellektuelle argumentation om Gud.
Okay. Now, back some time ago, I always said that my highest priority was to spend time with the Lord.
Jeg har altid sagt, at min højeste prioritet var at bruge tid med Gud. Og men for noget tid siden.
I pastored for 30 years.
Jeg var præst i 30 år.
And to be honest with you, I was afraid that somebody in my church was going to ask me if I spent time with the Lord every day.
Og jeg gik faktisk og var lidt bange for at folk i kirken skulle spørge mig om jeg brugte tid med Gud hver dag.
So I didn't want to lie. I wanted to tell the truth.
For jeg ville jo gerne fortælle sandheden.
So I'd get up in the morning, I'd read a couple of verses in the Bible.
Så jeg stod op om morgenen og læste et par bibelvers.
And then I would pray.
Og så bad jeg.
God bless the missionaries.
Gud velsigne missionærerne.
God bless the church.
Gud velsigne kirken.
God bring in more people in the church.
Gud få flere folk til at komme i kirken.
God bring in more money in the church.
Gud få flere penge til at komme i kirken.
God deal with the problem people in the church.
Gud tag dig alle de besværlige folk i kirken.
Amen.
Amen.
And so that was my time with the Lord.
Så det var min tid med Gud.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do, isn't it?
Er det ikke det du skal gøre?
You're supposed to read the Bible and pray.
Du skal læse Bibelen og bede.
Well, yes, you are.
Ja, det er rigtigt nok.
It's critically important that you study and know the Word of God that you have it deeply planted within you.
Det er vigtigt at du læser Guds ord og du får det plantet dybt i dig.
It's so important that we pray and intercede. It's the backbone of our very existence.
Det er så vigtigt at vi beder og vi går i forbøn. Det er simpelthen ryggraden i vores eksistens.
But God wants more than that.
Men Gud ønsker mere end det.
He wants time alone with each one of us.
Han ønsker tid alene sammen med hver eneste af os.
So I made the decision.
Så jeg tog beslutningen.
That my priorities were not what I said they were.
At mine prioriteter var ikke det jeg sagde de var.
You see, our priorities are not what we say. Our priorities are actually what we do.
Vores prioriteringer er jo ikke det vi siger de er, men det er jo det vi rent faktisk gør.
If you want to know what your priorities are, make a list of everything you do every day for a week.
Hvis du vil vide med dig selv, hvordan du prioriterer, så lav en liste over de ting du gør hver dag.
That's your priorities.
Det er din prioritetsliste.
Okay? Well, I said my highest priority was to spend time alone with the Lord.
Jeg påstod at min højeste prioritet var at bruge tid sammen med Gud alene.
So I made the decision.
Så derfor tog jeg beslutningen.
The next morning I was going to get up and go into my office.
Den næste morgen der ville jeg stå op og gå ind på mit kontor.
I was going to lock the door.
Jeg ville låse døren.
And I was not going to come out till I experienced the manifest presence of God.
Jeg ville ikke gå ud derfra før jeg virkelig havde en erkendelse af Guds nærvær.
I decided that I was going to read the Bible and pray at one time.
Jeg besluttede mig for at jeg vil læse Bibelen og bede de her konkrete bønner på et andet tidspunkt.
But then set aside another time to do nothing but seek his face.
Men også sætte en tid til side til ikke at gøre andet end at bare være i hans nærvær.
So, I went in my room and I got on the floor.
Så jeg gik ind på mit kontor og jeg lagde mig ned på gulvet.
And I said, God, I'm not coming out till I experience your manifest presence.
Og jeg sagde, Gud, jeg går ikke ud herfra før jeg oplevede dit nærvær.
Let me tell you something. It wasn't like 2 minutes later.
Og lad mig fortælle dig, at det var ikke sådan lige 2 minutter senere.
My mind went a million directions.
Eller der gik ikke mere end 2 minutter, så begyndte jeg at tænke på alt muligt andet.
I couldn't stay focused on seeking his face.
Jeg kunne simpelthen ikke fokusere på bare
søge. I was thinking about everything else.
Jeg begyndte at tænke på alt muligt andet.
So I had to refocus everything.
Så var jeg nødt til virkelig at koncentrere mig om at fokusere
God,
på Gud.
I'm coming before you. I'm not asking for anything.
Gud, jeg kommer til dig, og jeg spørger ikke om noget som helst.
But more of you.
Andet end mere af dit nærvær.
God, I want you to fill me up to overflowing with more of your presence.
Gud, jeg vil bare gerne have mere af dit nærvær.
God, I'm desperate for more of you.
Gud, jeg er desperat efter mere af dig.
Well, probably 2 or 3 minutes later.
2-3 minutter senere.
Same thing.
Samme.
My mind went off in a million directions.
Mine tanker, de kørte i alle mulige retninger.
And it was like this, on and off, on and off, on and off. An hour went by.
Og sådan var det sådan on and off. Fra og til i en uge, i en time.
No breakthrough at all.
Jeg havde ikke rigtig noget gennembrud.
I was getting frustrated.
Jeg begyndte at blive rigtig frustreret.
And I thought, you know, maybe I ought to, you know, stop and try this again tomorrow.
Og så tænkte jeg, måske skulle jeg bare stoppe og så prøve igen i morgen.
But then I remembered that I told the Lord, I'm not leaving this room until I experience your manifest presence.
Men så kom jeg i tanke om, jeg havde jo sagt til Herren, at jeg vil ikke forlade det her rum før jeg oplever dit stærke nærvær.
So again, with everything within me, I began to refocus on seeking his face.
Så igen, så brugte jeg min energi på at virkelig at fokusere på bare at være i Guds nærvær.
To experience his manifest presence.
Og opleve hans manifesterede nærvær.
2 hours went by.
2 timer gik.
I was so full of anxiety. I was totally stressed out.
Jeg var simpelthen så stresset.
I was thinking about my to-do list for the day, which wasn't getting done.
Jeg tænkte på alle de ting, jeg skulle ordne den dag, som jeg ikke fik gjort.
And I thought, this is stupid. I'm wasting my time.
Og jeg tænkte, det er skørt det her. Jeg spilder min tid.
I'm out of here.
Jeg må hellere bare stoppe.
And then God spoke to me.
Og så talte Gud til mig.
God said, wait a minute.
Og han sagde, åh, vent lige et øjeblik.
I thought you said you're going to stay here till you experience my manifest presence.
Nej, jeg troede, du sagde, du ville blive her, indtil du oplevede mit nærvær.
And I said, oh.
I said, ah.
Yeah, that's right.
Det var også rigtigt.
I made the decision right then.
Og jeg tog beslutningen der.
That if I died of starvation, I was not going to leave that room until I experienced his manifest presence.
Besluttede mig for, om jeg så skulle dø af sult, så ville jeg ikke forlade rummet, før jeg oplevede hans nærvær.
Do you know what I mean by the manifest presence of God?
Ved I, hvad jeg mener, når jeg siger Guds manifesterede nærvær?
Oftentimes you experience the manifest presence of God when you're waiting on him, like a church during times of worship.
Ofte så oplever du Guds manifesterede fysiske nærvær i kirken, når du lovsynger.
Where you just, you know you're right there with him.
Hvor du ligesom har den her stærke erkendelse af, at nu er du der.
You may begin to shake or tremble on the inside or...
Det kan godt være, at du ryster, eller at du har den her stirrende følelse indeni.
You may feel heat or electricity.
Måske oplever du varme eller elektricitet.
You may feel so light, it's like you could just float away.
Måske oplever du er så let, at det er som om du bare kunne svæve væk.
Or you may feel so heavy that you can't even stand up.
Eller måske føler du er så tung, at du ikke engang kan stå på dine ben.
Or you may experience total peace, extreme peace like you've never known before.
Eller måske oplever du bare sådan en helt ekstrem stærk fred, som du ikke har oplevet før.
Like every care has been lifted.
Som om hver bekymring er blevet løftet af dig.
Those are just some of the signs of the manifest presence of God.
Det er bare nogen af tegnene på at Guds fysiske nærvær over dig.
But let me ask you a question.
Men lad mig stille dig et spørgsmål.
Hans, am I in your manifest presence?
Hans, er jeg i dit fysiske nærvær nu?
Yes, are you in my manifest presence?
Er du i mit fysiske nærvær?
Yes. Can I see you?
Kan jeg se dig?
Can I hear you?
Kan jeg høre dig?
Can you see me?
Kan du se mig?
Can you hear me?
Kan du høre mig?
Can we walk together?
Kan vi vandre sammen?
Can we have fellowship together?
Kan vi have fællesskab med
Can hinanden? We do stuff together?
Kan vi gøre ting sammen?
Can you share me your heart?
Kan du dele dit hjerte med mig?
Can I share you my heart?
Kan jeg dele mit hjerte med dig?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what it is. In the natural, we're in each other's manifest presence.
I det naturlige er vi i hinandens fysiske nærvær.
And so it is with God.
Og sådan er det også med
when
Gud.
We're in His manifest presence.
Når vi er i hans fysiske nærvær.
Okay.
Okay.
3 hours go by.
3 timer går.
Let me tell you something.
Lad mig fortælle dig noget.
3 hours is a long time when nothing's happening.
3 timer er rigtig lang tid, når der ikke sker noget som helst.
I kept crying out to God.
Og jeg blev ved med at kalde på Gud.
You see, it was a test for me.
Og jeg tror det var en test.
To see if I was going to be faithful and follow through with this commitment.
Fordi Gud han ville se om jeg var trofast og gjorde Now, det jeg havde sagt jeg ville gøre.
I failed a lot of tests.
Jeg har fejlet en masse gange i tests.
But thank God I didn't fail this
Men
test.
Men tak Gud at det gjorde jeg ikke den her gang.
I stayed there.
Jeg blev der.
And all of a sudden I began to sense just the slightest little bit of the manifest presence of God in the room.
Og pludselig så begyndte jeg bare at fornemme bare en lille smule af Guds nærvær.
And I got so excited.
Og jeg blev så begejstret.
I jumped up and I said, "Yippee!" and I ran out of the room.
Jeg løb op, og jeg hoppede op og sagde, "Yippee!" og så løb jeg ud af rummet.
Well, no, actually that's not what I did.
Ej, det gjorde jeg ikke vel.
I said, "God, a little bit is good." But I want more.
Jeg sagde, Gud, den lille smule er godt, men jeg vil gerne have mere af dig.
And I want to tell you something more of him kept coming in the room.
Og jeg havde bare en oplevelse af, at der kom mere og mere af Guds nærvær.
I was growing in my capacity to entertain more of his presence.
Jeg blev bare ved med at vokse i min kapacitet til at modtage mere af hans nærvær.
Listen, that room became electric with the manifest presence of God.
Det her rum blev simpelthen helt elektrisk med Guds nærvær.
It was so wonderful.
Det var så vidunderligt.
Now, I didn't want to leave.
Nu havde jeg slet ikke lyst til at gå derfra.
I could have stayed there the rest of my life. It was
so wonderful. Jeg kunne
være blevet
i det rum resten af mit liv. Det var så fantastisk.
The next day it didn't take 3 hours.
Næste dag tog det ikke 3 timer.
It took honestly maybe a couple of hours.
Men helt ærligt, det tog måske en par timer.
The next day maybe an hour.
Næste dag måske en time.
And every day it kept getting shorter and shorter and shorter.
Og hver eneste dag blev ventetiden kortere og kortere.
Until now it's instantaneous in the manifest presence of God.
Og nu oplever jeg øjeblikkeligt at kunne træde ind i Guds nærvær.
Listen. I can't get enough of his presence.
Jeg kan ikke få nok af hans nærvær.
I am a passionate lover of Jesus Christ.
Jeg elsker Jesus Kristus passioneret.
I would rather be back there at the hotel on my face before God than standing here talking to you right now.
Jeg ville i virkeligheden langt hellere være på hotellet på mit ansigt foran Gud end jeg vil stå her og tale.
It's that real.
Fordi det er så virkelig.
It's that powerful.
Det er så stærkt.
It's that life transforming.
Og det er så livsforvandlende.
It's one thing to experience the manifest presence of God on Sunday.
Det ene ting er at opleve Guds nærvær om søndagen.
But it's another thing to experience the manifest presence of God Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday at home.
Men det er noget helt andet at opleve det alene derhjemme på hverdagen.
Now, the manifest presence of God is not the goal.
Guds fysiske nærvær er faktisk ikke målet.
Wait a minute. I thought you said stay there till you experience the manifest presence
hey,
of God.
Sagde du ikke lige at det vigtigste var at opleve Guds nærvær?
Well, I did.
Det gjorde jeg jo.
But the manifest presence of God is not the goal.
Men Guds nærvær er ikke målet.
It's the beginning point.
Men det er begyndelsen.
It's the doorway.
Det er døren
into the supernatural realm of the spirit.
Ind i den åndelige dimension.
Because you are now in the manifest presence of God.
For nu er du i Guds nærvær.
You can see him.
Så kan du begynde at
you
se
can
ham.
Hear him.
Du kan høre ham.
You can smell his fragrance.
Du kan dufte hans nærvær.
You can taste and see that he is
du
good.
Du kan smage og se at Herren er
you
god.
Can feel his embrace.
Og du kan føle hans omfavnelse.
You can be completely consumed with his presence.
Og du kan blive fuldstændig opslugt af hans nærvær.
That's what it's all about.
Og det er det, det handler om.
The manifest presence of God is the beginning point.
Det er bare at mærke Guds nærvær, det er begyndelsen.
When you're in the manifest presence of God, that's when he gives you revelation.
Når du er i Guds nærvær, så er det samtalen med ham begynder.
That's when he gives you wisdom in every decision that you have to make.
Han giver dig åbenbaringer og visdom omkring de beslutninger du skal
that's
træffe.
That's when he gives you his plan for the day.
Og han giver dig sin plan for dagen.
That's where the gifts of the Spirit are stirred up.
Det er der hvor åndens gaver bliver rørt op.
You see, all of these things that we desire, spiritually speaking, come from the manifest presence of God.
Alle de ting vi længes efter åndeligt set kommer fra Guds nærvær.
That's where the power comes from.
Det er der kraften kommer fra.
That's where more anointing comes from.
Det er der hvor en større salvelse kommer fra.
It's foundational to everything we do in life.
Det er helt grundlæggende til alt hvad vi foretager os i livet.
One of the biggest lies that the enemy will tell you.
En af de største løgne som fjenden vil fortælle dig
is that well, you know, it's nice to spend time with the Lord, but nothing really happens.
Fjenden vil gerne bilde dig ind at det er da måske meget rart at bruge tid med Gud, men der sker ikke rigtig noget.
Have you felt that way? It's like, you know, you spend time with God and he's there and you know, yeah, that was really good, you know, and then you leave and it's like, man, nothing really changed.
Har du nogensinde haft det sådan at ja, det var da rart, det var dejligt at være i Guds nærvær, sådan, men så går man derfra og der er jo ikke rigtig noget der er forandret.
You know, because we don't see instant results.
Og det er jo fordi vi ikke ser øjeblikkelige resultater.
So it becomes easier to maybe, you know, skip a day.
Og så bliver det nemmere bare lige springe en dag over.
Or well, I'm in a hurry. I'll just spend time with the Lord while I'm driving my car.
Eller jeg har lidt travlt, så ved du hvad, jeg kombinerer bare min gudstid med at køre bil.
No. You see, something is happening every time that you come into the manifest presence of God.
Men der sker altså noget hver gang du kommer ind i Guds nærvær.
Whether you realize it or not.
Uanset om du ligesom opdager det eller ej.
God is placing a deposit in your spirit, in your heart.
Gud han lægger en udbetaling ned i din ånd, i dit hjerte.
And at a time of need or a time to give out.
Og når du så kommer til et tidspunkt hvor du har behov eller et tidspunkt hvor du skal give
the
ud,
anointing begins to flow out of that deposit that he has already placed in you.
Så vil salvelsen begynde at flyde fra den indbetaling Gud har foretaget.
It may be a month, 3 months, 6 months.
Det
it may be
en måned,
a year later.
3-6 måneder, et år senere.
What we're talking about is a lifestyle.
Det vi taler om er en livsstil.
Don't just say, well, I'll try this for a week.
Lad være med at sige, ja, okay, jeg prøver det en uge.
Because it won't work.
For så vil du ikke opleve at det virker.
It has to become a lifestyle.
Det er nødt til at blive en livsstil.
And when you're spending time in the presence of God every day, not asking for anything, but just more of him.
Så når du bruger tid sammen med Gud hver dag uden at bede om noget andet end bare mere af hans nærvær.
You get more filled and filled and filled and filled and filled with him.
Bliver du mere og mere fyldt op af ham.
And one day you're standing on the street.
Og en dag står du på gaden.
And you're talking to a friend.
Og taler med en ven.
And you think, whoa.
Og du tænker, wow.
I didn't know I was that smart.
Og tænkte, ah, jeg vidste ikke, jeg var så smart.
Because you're hearing these words that are coming out of your mouth, and you know they're not your own.
Fordi du hører de ord, der kommer ud af din mund, og du ved, at det ikke er dine ord.
God is speaking through you to that person.
Du taler igennem dig til den person.
And you don't even realize it just happens normally.
Og du bliver ikke engang, bevidst om det. Det bare sker helt naturligt.
Or you see somebody that is sick and they need prayer for healing.
Og du ser en som er syg og de har brug for at du beder for dem.
And all of a sudden it's just like the compassion of the Lord comes over you.
Og pludselig så får du bare sådan en omsorg. Gud kommer ligesom over dig.
Not only that, but a boldness.
Og også en frimodighed.
And without even thinking.
Og uden egentlig at tænke over det.
You get up and you go over and say, hey,
går
I want to pray
siger,
for you.
Hey, skal jeg ikke bede for dig?
And then you realize, what have I just done?
Og bagefter tænker du, hvad var det lige jeg gjorde der?
You see, you don't even think it becomes normal.
Man er ikke engang bevidst om det, bliver bare helt naturligt.
And you lay hands on the sick and you pray for them.
Og du lægger hænderne på de syge og du beder for dem.
And they get healed.
Og de bliver helbredt.
You see, that's a byproduct of soaking in the manifest presence of God.
du kan bare forstå, at det er biproduktet af at være i Guds nærvær og soge, altså opsuge hans nærvær.
You know, we talk a lot about soaking.
Vi taler meget om at soge.
Do you all know what I mean by soaking?
I ved godt, hvad det vil sige at opsuge hans nærvær.
Okay. Well, here's how we misunderstand it. You don't soak in order to get in the manifest presence of God.
Og vi misforstår det lidt, fordi man soaker ikke for at komme ind i Guds nærvær.
You don't get wet standing on the bank of the river.
Du bliver ikke våd af at stå på flodbredden.
You have to jump in.
Du er nødt til at hoppe ned i floden.
And then you start soaking in the water.
Og der begynder du så at opsuge vandet.
Well, so it is with God.
Og sådan er det også med Gud.
We don't start soaking until we are in His manifest presence.
Vi begynder ikke at opsuge hans nærvær før vi er i det.
I like to compare it to like a dry sponge.
Jeg kan godt lide at sammenligne det med en tør svamp.
You put a dry sponge in a bucket of water. What happens?
Hvis du lægger en tør svamp på en spand vand, hvad sker der så?
Well, at first nothing. It just floats on top of the water.
I starten så står den bare og flyder oven på vandet.
But the longer it sits there, it begins to submerge.
Men jo længere den står eller hviler der, jo mere begynder den at synke ned i vandet.
Until it's completely immersed in water.
Indtil den er fuldstændig omsluttet af vand.
Until every cell of that sponge is permeated with water.
Indtil hver eneste celle i den her svamp er fyldt med vand.
That's what happens to us when we soak in his manifest presence.
Og det er det, der sker med os, når vi soaker i hans nærvær.
Every cell of our being becomes permeated with him.
Hver eneste celle af vores væsen bliver gennemvædet af ham.
And what happens when you take the sponge from the water?
Og hvad sker der så, når man løfter svampen ud af vandet?
The water just pours off the sponge.
Så flyder vandet bare fra svampen.
The living water pours off of you.
Det levende vand flyder ud af dig.
As you have been spending time soaking in the manifest presence of God.
Når du har brugt tid sammen med Gud.
And those rivers of living water that are flowing through you affect everybody in your environment around you.
Og det vand der flyder fra dig vil påvirke mennesker omkring dig.
I'll give you another illustration.
Jeg må give dig en anden illustration.
You prepare it like a casserole dish for dinner.
Du ved at lave sådan en gryderet til middag.
After dinner, there's a little food left in the bowl.
Og der er lidt mad tilbage efter middagen.
And you bring it over and you set it on the kitchen counter.
Og du stiller den her gryde på køkkenbordet.
You're gone for 3 or 4 hours.
Og så tager du afsted 3-4 timer.
And you come back and you see the bowl.
Og ser gryden.
Oh no!
Tænker, oh nej!
What's happened?
Hvad er der sket?
The food is dried and stuck to the bowl.
At nu er maden helt tørret ind og sidder fast i gryden.
So you get out a knife and you start scraping, trying to get that dried
up. Så du tager en kniv og du begynder at prøve at skrabe den her indtørrede mad af gryden.
And you skin your knuckles all up trying to do it.
Du ødelægger dine knogler i processen.
And that doesn't work.
Og det virker ikke.
So you get out a hammer and a chisel.
Så du tager
en hammer og en
mejsel. Så begynder du at slå det her mad ud.
Or after dinner,
efter middagen,
you can take the bowl and set it in the sink
og sætter den i vasken,
fill it up with water,
fyld den med vand,
and let it soak,
og lad den soake, opsuge,
and then you come back 3 or 4 hours
og
later,
og så kommer du bag 3-4 timer senere,
and you take the bowl and you turn it up,
og du tager gryden og vender den.
What happens?
Og hvad sker der så?
It just pours right out.
Så kommer det bare ud.
That's a byproduct of soaking in the manifest presence of God.
Det er igen et biprodukt af at opsuge Guds nærvær.
There are areas of your lives that you have tried to overcome.
Der er områder i dit liv som du har forsøgt at få bugt med.
Through the arm of the flesh.
Ved din egen viljestyrke.
But you're still dealing with the same issues even for years.
Men du kæmper stadig med de samme områder år efter år.
And you take out your axe and you start chopping away, trying to get that thing out of your life.
Og du tager din åndelige økse, og du hugger løs og forsøger at få det her væk fra dit liv.
But as you soak in the manifest presence of God.
Men når du hviler i Guds nærvær.
There's not room for that dried up garbage that's been in your life for years. There's not room for that to stay and more of him to come in.
Så der er ikke rigtig plads til at det her indtørrede affald i dit liv kan blive ved med at være der efterhånden som der kommer mere af hans nærvær ind.
So something's got to go.
Så der er noget der skal væk.
And that cry, that old dry crusty dried up stuff that's been in your life begins to fall away.
Så alt det her gamle, indtørrede, tørre ting, der har været i dit liv, begynder at forsvinde.
And you begin to get victory in areas of your life that you've given up on.
Og du begynder at opleve sejr i områder af dit liv, som du ellers havde givet op over for.
Now, you know, the Bible says that Jesus emptied himself. He became just like you and I.
Bibelen siger, at Jesus han tømte sig selv. Han blev ligesom du og jeg.
Right? That's what the Bible says.
Det er det, Bibelen siger. Han blev ligesom os.
Okay. But do you realize that Jesus would often withdraw to be alone with his father?
Men har du tænkt på, at Jesus ofte trak sig væk fra folk for at være alene sammen med sin himmelske far?
He'd get up early in the morning and go out and spend time alone with his father.
Han ville stå op tidligere om morgenen og gå ud et øde sted og bruge tid sammen med sin himmelske far.
Sometimes he would stay out all night.
Nogle gange så blev han oppe hele natten og bare var alene sammen med sin
far. And one passage that was very convicting to me as a pastor.
En af de steder var meget overbevisende for mig som
præst. In Luke chapter 5.
Tror det er Lukas 5.
Where the crowds were pressing around Jesus.
Hvor masserne maste på rundt omkring Jesus.
With great need.
Med store behov.
But the Bible says that Jesus would slip away from the crowd.
Men Bibelen siger, at Jesus ville trække sig væk fra menneskemassen.
To go out to be alone with his father.
For at være alene med sin far.
If he had a need for that, how much more do we?
Hvis han havde behov for det, hvor meget desto mere har vi så
ikke? There's time to let go of all of the busyness and all the distractions.
Det er tid til at slippe al travlheden og alle forstyrrelser.
And all of the pressures that are surrounding us.
Og alt det der presser på rundt omkring os.
To slip away and to be alone with our Father.
At trække sig væk og være alene sammen med vores himmelske far.
You see, Jesus had the heart of God.
Jesus havde jo Guds eget hjerte.
Because he spent time alone with God, his Father.
Fordi han brugte tid sammen med sin himmelske far.
You see, he had the compassion of the Lord.
Han havde Gud Faders omsorg.
Listen. We miss out on so many opportunities to minister to other people.
Der er så mange muligheder for at betjene andre mennesker, som vi går glip af.
Because we don't have the heart of God for them.
Fordi vi ikke har Guds hjerte for de her mennesker.
We judge them by their outward appearance, but God's looking at their heart.
Vi bedømmer folk på deres ydre, men Gud ser på deres indre.
God set the example. Jesus set the example for every one of us.
Jesus, han var eksemplet for hver eneste af os.
To pull away and be alone with our Father.
At vi skal trække os væk og være alene sammen med vores far.
We were ministering in Medellin, Colombia, South America.
Vi var i Colombia i Sydamerika.
A 19-year-old girl came up during ministry time. She wanted prayer.
Der kom en 19-årig pige op under forbøn. Hun ville gerne bes for.
She said that she was the daughter of one of the pastors in this church. It's a big church.
Det var en stor kirke, vi var i. Hun sagde, hun var datter til en af præsterne i kirken.
And she said, I got away from God.
Hun sagde, jeg har altså kommet lidt på afstand af Gud.
But now I've come back to the Lord.
Men nu er jeg kommet tilbage til Gud.
But it's like all of my friends are just having these real experiences of the Lord, and all these wonderful things are happening to them.
Men jeg kan bare ikke forstå, alle mine venner, de har de her fantastiske oplevelser med Gud.
And she said, but I'm not experiencing anything.
Men jeg oplever ingenting.
She said, what's the matter with me?
Så hvad er der galt med mig?
And so, because I had been soaking in the manifest presence of God.
Men fordi jeg havde været i Guds nærvær og soaket.
I knew the heart of God.
Vidste jeg Guds hjerte.
That
jeg Guds
heart
hjerte.
Of compassion.
Det her omsorgsfulde
you
hjerte.
See, compassion is not passive. Compassion is active.
Du må forstå, at omsorg er ikke sådan en passiv følelse, men det er en aktiv
compassion
bevægelse.
Is not just having sympathy for somebody or feeling sorry for somebody.
Omsorg, det er ikke bare at have sympati for nogen eller synes det er synd for dem.
The Bible says that every time Jesus was moved with compassion, he did something.
Bibelen siger, at hver gang Jesus han havde omsorg for nogen, så handlede han på det.
He healed the sick, he raised the dead,
han
he cast out demons.
Han helbredte de syge, han rejste de døde, han kastede dæmonerne ud.
And so it is with us when we have the compassion of the Lord.
Og sådan er det også med os, når vi har Guds egen omsorg.
So, I told her, I asked her, I said, What do you want God to do for you right now?
Så jeg spurgte hende, hvad vil du gerne have Gud gør for dig nu?
I knew the heart of God for this girl.
Jeg kendte Guds hjerte for den her pige.
I knew that whatever she said, God was going to do it.
Jeg havde en klar fornemmelse af, at uanset hvad hun bad om, så ville Gud gøre det.
I wasn't just hoping, I wasn't just, oh, I don't know if I should say this or not.
Jeg var ikke bare sådan, jeg håbede det, eller tænkte, kan jeg sige det her?
And you know what she said?
Og ved hvad hun sagde?
She said, when she was 1 year old, she was in an accident.
Hun sagde, da jeg var 1 år gammel, var jeg i en ulykke.
And a piece of glass cut the retina of her eye.
Og et stykke glas skar ind i hendes ene øje.
And she's blind in that eye.
Og derfor har hun været blind på det øje lige siden.
The doctor said she'd never see out of that eye again.
Og lægen sagde, du kommer aldrig til at se ud af det øje.
The cumulative effect of soaking in the manifest presence of God kicked in.
Den her akkumulerede effekt af, at jeg havde soaket i Guds nærvær, trådte i karakter.
And I said, God's going to heal you right now.
Og jeg sagde, Gud vil helbrede dig lige nu.
Now, again, I wasn't just, oh, I hope he does. I'm going to be foolish. This is stupid. I can't believe I'm saying this.
Og jeg helt ærlig, jeg havde ikke en oplevelse. Det var ikke sådan, jeg følte, jeg håber virkelig, at Gud kommer til at gøre det her. Ellers kommer jeg virkelig til at se dum ud.
No, I knew that I knew that I knew I knew the heart of God.
I det øjeblik, så vidste jeg bare, at jeg vidste, hvad Gud ville.
So, I prayed for her.
Så jeg bad for hende.
I had her cover up her good eye.
Jeg fik hende til at lukke sit gode øje.
And you know what?
Og ved du hvad?
She couldn't see anything.
Hun kunne intet se.
Nothing.
Intet kunne hun se ud af det andet øje.
Now, did that discourage me?
Blev jeg så nedtrykt over det?
No.
Nej.
God didn't say he was going to heal her the first time I prayed.
Gud sagde ikke noget om han ville helbrede hende første gang jeg bad.
I said God's going to do this. Let's pray again.
Jeg sagde Gud vil gøre det her. Nu gør
we
vi det igen.
Again.
Vi beder igen og vi bad igen.
She tested her eye.
Hun testede sit øje.
She couldn't see anything.
Hun kunne ikke se noget.
I said God's going to do this. Let's pray again.
Jeg sagde Gud vil gøre det her. Lad os bede
we
igen.
We prayed again.
Og vi bad igen.
I can see the outline of your head.
Og så sagde hun, jeg kan se noget. Jeg kan ligesom se dit hoved.
We prayed again.
Og så bad vi igen.
I can see your eyes and your nose and your mouth.
Og nu kan jeg se dine øjne og din næse og din mund.
We prayed again.
Og så bad vi igen.
I can see your face clearly.
Og hun sagde, nej, nu kan jeg se dit ansigt helt tydeligt.
We prayed again.
Og så bad vi igen.
I can see further.
Og så sagde hun, nej, jeg kan se langt væk nu.
But it's all black and white.
Men det hele er sort og hvidt.
God give her color.
Så bad vi Gud give hende farver.
It's color.
Så nej, nu kan jeg se det farver.
After, I don't know, 6 or 7 prayers, she could read a little bitty sign on the back wall of that church with her good eye covered up.
Efter en 6-7 gange vi havde bedt for hende, så kunne hun simpelthen se et lille skilt nede på bagsidvæggen af kirken, mens hun holdt sig for det øje, som hun ellers kun havde kunne se.
That is a byproduct of soaking in the manifest presence of God every day.
Det er et biprodukt af at være i Guds nærvær hver eneste dag.
Because you see, you become a carrier of the presence of God.
For du må forstå, at du bliver en bærer af Guds nærvær.